Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Sorry. You got your coffee? Drinking a cup of Joe. I'm having a cup of Joe over here. Caramel, by the way. Thanks for asking. Welcome to The Buzz 24/7. This is our archive Thursday because we got a jet right out of here because of the luau. So today, archive Thursday edition of The Buzz 24/7, and we are off next week for the holiday. So do enjoy your holiday. Have a safe, happy holiday with your family, and we will see you the Monday after when we get back. We thought we'd leave you. You remember Two and a Half Men? You remember the guy that played the other guy with Charlie Sheen? Pretty cool dude. Here's an interview. I don't even know the year. It's John Cryer, ladies and gentlemen.
In a holding pattern, John Cryer is about to join us on the phone from Two and a Half Men. Pretty in Pink, done a lot of TV shows. He was on NCIS for a while. Yep. And now he's on CW Supergirl, plays Lex Luthor. He's a badass. The dude has flipped the script.
Yep.
He really has. Anyway, it was on the biggest show. What, Two and a Half Men was the biggest show on all of television for 13 years.
It was my favorite. That was something like, yeah. And I don't have a show like that anymore, where I go and I watch it every single week.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He looks like a badass, I'll tell you. As Lex Luthor shaved his head, and that's it. I toy with shaving my head. I'm close.
You should do it sometime, just to mess with us.
Oh, I don't. I got a bumpy skull, dude.
Okay, well we're aware of it now.
I got like divots. Like,
is that really divots? It's just you got like a flat spot. Over there.
See, there. That's why I don't do it. You just look at you. I haven't even done it yet, and you're already judging me. You know? There's pressure.
The only thing missing is four screws.
You gotta have a. You gotta have a perfect skull.
Yep.
To shave it. You know what I mean?
I'll do it. All right.
Not now, but I will do.
It. Lauren's gonna do it tomorrow.
No, I'll do it. I'll do it.
Use my Big Flex 5.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Kelly. Yeah. Thank
nooks
you.
Nooks and crannies.
Thank you. Yeah. Lots of nooks and crannies. Well, I don't have nooks and crannies on my skull.
Everybody does.
I don't even know that I have a flat spot.
You
I think
Scott,
you
do.
It's making me freaking feel self-conscious. Don't look at me. Don't even. Everybody look away.
Shave it.
Look
do
away.
It.
No.
Do it.
See, John, I got to say, good morning, John, first and foremost. Good morning to John Cryer. Hi.
Good morning. Hi.
Well,
hey.
We're just in the middle of a discussion because you look like such a badass as Lex Luthor, right? I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
Talk about flipping the script on how we America has seen you for a very long time, and here you are. You're a sociopath on Supergirl, aren't you?
Yeah, it's really fun.
I bet.
If you ever get a chance.
Was there any hesitation when you found out, I mean, Lex, you got to shave your head. Was there any, or you just like, let's do this?
You know what? I had actually already shaved my head.
Oh.
I shaved my head right at, like, 2 days after I finished Two and a Half Men.
Wow.
I was like, I want this gone.
Yeah.
Because you know how on the show we had all these jokes about me using spray-on hair?
Yes.
Right.
That was a joke. Because it was true, and you get tired of it because there's like every time that we would shoot the show, they would have to like my poor hairstylist would have to spray on stuff, and there's like literally like shoe polish like stuff they put on, and then there's powder
right.
that you have to put over that.
Yeah,
and it just gets exhausting, and I would just the care of it was exhausting, and then you, after the show at night, you come home, you take a shower, and this. Black river just a blur all down the face, and it's so gross. So literally right after the show, I was like, "It's gone. I want this gone." And I shaved my head, and I don't know if that's why they cast me. I don't think so.
It's a good look, bro. It's a good look.
It
on
makes you look tough,
and
badass.
I have really. I'm 58, so I got it really tightly cropped, and I'm one step away from shaving it. But I got too many nooks and crannies. I got too many bumps. So anyway,
I understand. I was blessed with a skull that the ladies love. So.
And I love that. I say that you play a sociopath. He's like, you should try it. I'm like, should I try playing one or actually being a sociopath?
Being
that's the thing. So I want.
But actually, when they first asked me to do it, I was like, wait, me? You realize I was just Alan on Two and a Half Men,
right?
Here, right, and. But I got where they were going with it, and also I loved the comics as a kid, and what they wanted to do with it was allow Lex to be the super duper evil guy from the comic books, and actually bring that to the screen. That's been so much fun for me.
Is there anything in a character like that, John, like that you go, well, he's got this redeeming quality? I mean, is there anything?
Well, he's sardonic, so you know he's got that. that's about it.
That's it.
No, you know, they've given him a backstory to where he wasn't always awful, but he did allow himself to become awful.
Yeah,
and so he's a creature of ego. He's a creature of ego and narcissism, and really, that's what. He is brilliant, and he's allowed that to sort of, take over his whole being.
Yeah.
And he is a sociopath. He is a diagnosable sociopath in this, where he just does not understand, other people's pain is just not important to him.
Crisis Crossover is a big episode coming up on Supergirl. Laura here on the show, diehard fan, never missed a night of Two and a Half Men.
And I don't have that anymore. Like, once your show ended, I was like, I don't have a commitment to any shows, and I haven't found anybody after you.
Oh, no. Oh, no. You've become like a nun. You've become a comedy nun.
He's on a new show now.
But it's way different. Right, it's not, right, you know, I don't have that. Like, it was just a great show to, you know, the jokes were perfect. I have kids. It was just awesome. And I feel like I grew up with that family because it was on for so long.
What a unique place, a unique thing for you to have and be a part of, right, John, looking back that it was on for so long?
Yeah, absolutely. No. Actors have got to understand how lucky they are to ever connect with audiences that way. And believe me, I do. If I had a nickel for everybody who, for so many times people have said, you know, my family was going through a rough period or I was going through some bad health times and that just cheered me up. And, you know, and being able to be in people's lives that way is you're just so lucky.
Yep.
So thankfully I knew it as it happened. I mean, Chuck Lorre, the producer of the show, he's kind of known as a tough guy, but he's actually, you know, super sweet. And he said, you know, people take this stuff to their heart because because life is awful, you know, and getting something that's just fun don't ever be ashamed of that, you know. And so I'm thrilled to have been a part of that, and I'll be happy to again. You know, I'm developing some comedies now, you know,
as
a producer, but I'm also being evil. Hey, let me be evil for a little while.
You get to flex that muscle. Kelly Brown, question for John Cryer.
John, I'm reading your bio. It says both your parents were part of the entertainment industry. Was it always just ever any doubt that you were going to head that way or what?
Well, my mom was a playwright and my dad was an actor, and I fell in love with it by the time I was like 9 or 10. I was backstage, you know, at shows all the time that my dad was in, and I just loved that life. I mean, it's crazy, you know. It was all these, you know, over the top people and women walking around scantily clad. I'm not going to say that wasn't a part of it.
It's a baby.
And it's terrible and sexist. I get it, but I was not.
Right.
You know.
Right.
but at any rate. I loved the life and I loved the people in it. And even, you know, even when the business is stupid, and it is really stupid a lot, it's still fun. It's disappointing sometimes and it's never fair. But it's fun. And that's one of the things I love about it.
And how cool is it that your character gets to cross over into other shows? Like, we live in a time now where, you know, you can do sort of arcs on other shows as the same guy. That's a pretty neat thing that really maybe only started, really, I think, in the last, what, 5 or 10 years, maybe.
Yeah, sort of assuming this is all one universe is really cool.
Right.
And that's been... And the thing is, I knew I loved Crisis on Infinite Earths back in the day, back in 1986, mm-hmm. when the comics came out, because it was basically DC Comics taking all their characters that they've ever had, cramming them into one story, and then killing them.
Yeah,
you know? I was like, wow, okay, that's gutsy.
Yeah,
and so when I did Supergirl last season as Lex. And it took off, and everybody was so happy with it. I said, "Hey, you know, you guys are doing Crisis, and Lex was a big part of the original Crisis. I'd love to be a part of that." Suddenly, I was getting a chance to be on The Flash and Arrow and
right.
And Batwoman, and so
that's
you know,
cool.
it's been such a pleasure.
CW Supergirl, of course, he plays Lex Luthor. And just let me, I'll finish by saying this. I always, you know, the white hot spotlight that Hollywood can shine on you when things, you know, go, or things around you go south can be blindingly hot. And I always appreciated how you responded to the whole thing with Charlie and how you kind of maintained yourself throughout all of that and came back, you know, and brought the show back and then, you know, kind of moved on. I've always appreciated that. I think you handled it really well in what I'm sure was a very difficult kind of period of time. So
that was nuts. I mean, now the internet madness is, you know, it's like we're used to it. We're used to the idea that these kind of that internet kerfuffles happen all the time. But that was one of the first ones.
Yeah.
That was, you know, and that was when everybody was like, the world has gone crazy. You know?
It's too much. It was too much. You know,
it was bonkers, and I did not, and you know, the hard thing for me was when you knew all the people involved,
right?
And you knew that I knew that Charlie Sheen is capable of being a lovely guy, and we had like 5 seasons of just a great time together, and
right.
and really fantastic working relationship, and then to see him just decide at one point he didn't want to be sober anymore, and all of it. Just exploded, you know, and that's, you know, it's awful because you know him as a human being,
right?
But everybody else sort of knows him as an archetype, you know,
right.
of this party guy, so I've heard is doing well. We have not spoken in years,
right.
I've heard he's actually doing well.
And that's good. You have a choice in a situation like that, being in the situation that you were in, and I thought you handled it. You walked that line, you know what I mean, very well. Not always easy to do when you said, like you said, you can be frustrated about the situation. But look, I just want to say that. It's just great to talk to you again, and thanks for coming on the show with us, John. We'll be watching you as Lex Luthor, man. Really, really good to talk to you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. The pleasure was mine.
All right. We'll talk again. Thanks, John.
Okay. Have a good one.
You too. Bye. I seem like a nice cat.
Yeah.
He never came out and beat the hell out of Charlie. You know, I hope he gets better. He kind of stayed positive throughout the whole thing, you know? And you think about that, the tour that Charlie Sheen did with Tiger's Blood and people paying like $50 to go see this guy in the ultimate train crash of his life. That was pathetic.
If Laura wasn't pregnant, she was going. She was all about the Tiger Blood back then.
I wanted to go for it. Watch that debacle.
I would have had to live it through you because there's no way I was paying money to see that kind of train wreck. Okay. Well, anyway, it's 921.
And there you go. Hey, we will see you in a week. Thank you for checking out The Buzz 24/7. Don't forget, over 2,000 other podcasts of the show available right here at morningbuzz.com. Check them out. And we will see you on Monday, the 11th.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.